Hey, turn the clock back.
All right, so what did you just say? Squandering?
I didn't say it.
God. Operator error. I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
She's going to be like, I can't write notes. There's nothing on there.
Seems to take a hard look at the study design.
Yeah.
With comments. I know that TAC has your mouths pretty much taped over, but still, it's not good. And we are going to continue to fight this.
Well, I was wondering where you guys were.
We are not happy with this at all.
We being
NOAA Fisheries Hydro.
Hydro, not hatchery.
Not
whatever.
Harvest.
Not
harvest. Harvest.
Shut up. And we know how well you two branches work
right
together. There's what, glove in hand.
Hand in glove, glove in hand. Yeah.
Okay, so.
We try and infuse some spine.
liquid spine.
Of their program or this process once we get whatever mods they think they're going to do. I mean, we can look at it, we're going to do all the safety stuff because they're going to have to set that tank up, and I don't know how they're going to even reach into it then because it's got to come off that higher flume.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to be.
Safety rails.
They're gonna drop those fish.
No, they're going to have all that stuff
they're
before.
Cut through safety rails to run, slide back to the braille pool. I mean, it's going to be a. We can look at all that, but I'm like, is anyone concerned about how?
Yeah.
Fish.
Oh, definitely. If they're going to drop fish.
Yeah. I mean, that needs to get regional review. So as soon as you get
about 7 foot drop.
Go back here.
Yeah, it's got to go to FPOM at least to review it.
Which will take at least 3 months.
You only need 3 days to like.
3 days to do it.
Well, if you can catch me, I get my 3 days when I first see it.
All right.
When are you leaving? Monday.
Well, no, they should.
Like
they have to have it like.
Day.
Somebody just joined.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Just joined back in.
Yeah.
The other guy was an imposter.
A big imposter, huh?
Okay, so we were just talking about the WDFW adult delayed mortality study, and it's kind of on the fence right now, Bill, until we get all of the required documents. We'll know more, I guess, maybe tomorrow or today,
well,
this afternoon. And if you do get a drawings, fire them to me, and I'll put them out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay, Fitterwig 3.4, Fitterwig update. I guess the only update is the next meeting was scheduled or talked about at August 10th, but it needs to be moved to the 16th or 17th because of some of the other regional forums.
That's so, just Portland and Walla Walla stuff?
No, just Portland.
Just Portland. So I guess the 16th is like the preferred, or is it?
17th, I think. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
16th.
Either one is, it depends on, yeah.
The 17th, I can't.
I wrote it in at the 17th.
Tuesday. Yeah.
So you're open Tuesday?
16th is Tuesday.
I'm open Tuesday. Wednesday, I know.
We can make Tuesday work.
Tuesday the 16th. So I don't know who finalizes that. Or
meeting that day.
Since this is not Fitterwig, this is FPOM, but.
It's Brad.
So I'll tell Brad that the 16th is the preferred.
Are you fine by missing the Inland Aviation meeting?
Corps has the Inland Aviation Management meeting on the 16th.
Not that I know of. Is there?
Oh, that's what I got on my calendar. So
that's,
let me see if I got it online.
Like, you have that.
Well, you know, like
dude,
I said, I got
it
a
all.
Gazillion emails.
I keep track of you.
There's an avian planning
thing.
Meeting
you,
on the 26th.
My wife just has cancer, so she might.
This was a
farm
follow-up
job
to
you.
Walla Walla thing we did the other day.
Yeah. So this is. Okay, I don't have it anywhere else. That must
we'll
be.
Check with.
I thought that's when it was too.
Jack and Barb, but.
Just saying, the 16th is the avian thing, eh?
Yeah, I think because they usually see
I don't have it on mine.
I'll check it.
Where's it at?
They hadn't decided yet. At least it wasn't published. So.
Okay. Well, okay.
Just something to check.
Yeah.
If it's
yeah.
wrong, it's wrong. I'm sorry. But.
No, I mean, that's that. I know there's an avian meeting on the 26th. I think that's a feds only looking at, you know, what the biop is expecting sort of type of discussion. So, and that was with both districts. So this might be a more open, this is
the typical avian management
stuff. Okay.
workshop, so.
Okay. Nathan, did you forget that on your...
You know, I'm looking for it, and I'm not saying it, so I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll email him.
I might have been in some induced...
It's the avian, inland avian.
...that I wrote down on my calendar.
Sometimes that happens, but it's a good thing to check out.
I didn't say who. Just to let people know, the 18th and 19th of August, I have sort of been unofficially told, is a two-day workshop on juvenile lamprey put on by the Corps. Yeah.
Did you hit?
S18th is SCT.
18th and
19th. Oh, joy.
I know.
We need to... Tammy's calendar's not working very good. We need to get people...
I put my name on the doodle poll that said I was going to be
able to... Is what?
Well, the 18th is always SCT.
I don't know.
Or, I mean, I should say the 18th, but...
I am Mr. Lamprey, right?
Third Thursday?
No. BPA Mr. Lamprey? No.
Well, SCT, I mean, that's an important SCT meeting.
Oh, I just emailed him to see what he says. So we'll come back to that.
All right. Well, just let Brad know. Brad will have to...
Right, I'll talk to Brad, but hopefully Dave will chime in here in the next few minutes about...
In my world, I'll be sent there over.
That's not good.
SCT.
You need to be at SCT.
Isn't that a ranking day?
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Are we ranking, Bill?
We're going to start ranking next Thursday,
yeah.
So it just depends on... Yeah, we'll continue.
They'll still be
ranking going on the 18th. Yeah,
that's a pretty important meeting for folks to be at. Okay, well, shucks.
Call Howard.
Don't.
No, I think I want to call the Corps on this one. Don't schedule meetings on the top of regional forum meetings.
So is the 16th not a good day? I wasn't really paying attention.
No, we're talking about another one, but the 16th is...
It needs to be checked.
We need to find out if there's an EV... Does anybody have David's number?
I just emailed him.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So...
Or Chris Penny?
Can you email him, too?
I don't think I have either of those numbers.
P-I-N-N...
E-Y.
Gary, are you trying to schedule Portland Fitterwig or...
We're trying to schedule Portland Fitterwig for either the 16th or 17th of August, and... A lot of folks have something on the 17th, so we were choosing the 16th. But
is
now
the only one that has something on the 17th?
Because
TMT, I'll miss TMT. I'm not going to be discussing anything on that time. Anyways, it's more like, so we're going to keep Dorshak at full.
Yeah, I've emailed him, too.
Okay. Or keep it.
Okay, well,
let's find out. Maybe they'll respond.
Yes.
Or
close down Unit 3.
Or
close
down
Unit 3. Unit 3 has to close down. That's... You really have no option.
Well, do you have an option to that?
No.
It's going to blow.
Okay, well, I just got a reply. So what do we got?
What is?
August 16th is our next scheduled inland avian meeting. This time hasn't been set. The time hasn't been set yet. So pencil that in.
Stuff on my calendar. That's the last.
So many things get done this region.
I had an open month of August. Now I have a closed month of August.
I need more meetings. What time of the day?
So Fitterwig is...
What do you got?
17th.
17th, I've got to be down at North Elm Quad.
Yeah, we play Thursday nights now.
This is more important.
For Leavenworth tomorrow morning.
I'm sure.
I think we have
to do a construction inspection that day, too.
You
got other engineers to do that.
The Maestro. Say
those guys?
So the 17th is the only day available.
Probably not. How about we can do the 18th? The 18th is what?
SCT.
So it's got to be the 17th.
So we'll be going through August.
Yeah.
All right, it's the 17th. Dave?
He's talking to the Dave. Dave and Dave?
Dave squared.
I'm sorry.
You went. You called
Dave squared.
What are you doing over there?
So CCD is inland aviation.
Okay.
You get both their ears.
I know. Dave squared.
So the tentative Fitterwig will be on the 17th.
Okay.
Which, and the avian, I don't know if you heard that.
It is on 16th.
You're right. 16th.
But did he give you time?
No, not the avians. If we could suggest that to be happening like a little bit later, and then we could still squeeze an FPAC in the morning, because there shouldn't be much talk at FPAC, but just like a power check and all we need.
And then you can buzz up to Walla Walla for the inland avian.
I'll be calling in for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's in Walla Walla, though.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know
where
it is.
Well, they provided a web access last time. Yeah. It worked out pretty good.
All right.
On the phone.
Yeah, wow. I did drive up there.
Spitterwig update's killing me, man.
Well, because we have Walla Walla
for a 3-hour meeting. I'm not driving up there.
I was going on.
All right. No good, huh?
Now we're going to move. We're going to move.
And you have Walla Walla Fitterwig?
Well, that's planning.
I have no idea.
Isn't Walla Walla Fitterwig?
It's the day after the COP meeting.
Which was...
We have restricted travel, too.
We all do.
Still restricted.
Early August, right?
If you use your own vehicle, it's not restricted.
We need more restricted travel, actually, is what we need.
Yeah, burn Walla Walla Fitterwig's August 4th.
Oh, yeah.
August 4th.
So we'll be heading up there for that one.
Okay.
And we might be going to Richland as well to take a look at tags.
Anything else you guys want to talk about, Fitterwig?
No, we're done.
All right. I'm going to start taking Fitterwig off.
Fitterwig update's over.
Over. Okay. RCC update. Doug?
Doug.
Okay, next.
Okay.
Next.
Lots of water out there. It's dropping. Okay.
I do have a question for Doug when he's back.
No, I think the forecast...
So how are you implementing? Because it doesn't seem like you're implementing your current musical party list. I haven't kicked anyone for at least an hour or so.
Poor Doug.
And he's the new chair because Steve Barton's leaving.
Oh, no way. Where's he going?
No way.
You're going to kill him.
Three guesses, and they start with three letters.
What?
NWDA.
BPA. What?
He's going back home.
Going back home.
Couldn't hang?
Just follow
Couldn't hang over in the RCC?
No, he probably did this. Now I'm a 13 over here, now I'm a 14.
Yeah.
Is that what's happened?
I don't know.
First I heard he's coming back was in the TMT notes. So.
Yeah. Oh, he's taking on modeling over there, so I'm guessing he probably got a bump. And...
Well, yeah, you don't go back to BPA without getting a bump.
Yeah, well, and also the other thing, he's out of TMT.
Doug, oh man, that kid's going to be stressed.
Oh, goodness.
Oh!
He will blow up. He will just blow up.
He's going to explode. You better hold his hand.
Doug management.
Doug management.
Doug management. Keep that in mind.
Your GM skills.
A shot of whiskey every morning.
Here's your coffee.
This is good coffee.
Yes, I'm good.
Good coffee. Please.
For a quick replacement.
The only thing I know of is the flow forecast was it's going to be down to 330 by the end of the week at Bonneville.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It's coming down.
Coming down. It's finally.
Yeah, the July final forecast came out, and I think it was about 142% of normal at the Dow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's been nuts. Yeah, well, it's not like it's warming up outside here.
Yeah.
It's going to snow here soon, and
we go ski last again. August, so I think that was this afternoon or tonight. Yeah.
That's crazy. Fish County, we don't have to talk about that. Where am I? BPA updates. Yeah, the ones on here are Lower Granite has all units out of service 1 August, 15 August. Goose has total powerhouse outage scheduled 1 August, 2 August.
Yep.
Is that still on?
Yep, and I've got an Ice Harbor outage that moved forward. Scott thought it had been coordinated, but we can go over that one if you want. And then there's a new one at Bonneville. Let's do it ice. We've got two lines coming out, which will take units 1 and 2 out of service from August 9 through 11.
Ooh.
And then another line out to take out units 3 and 4 from August 9 through 19. Ooh. So that's at least 2 days, it looks like.
10-day outage, 9 to 19?
Yeah, for two of the units.
9 to 11 on the first, 9 to 19 on the other?
That's what I've got from Scott. Yeah.
Hello.
I saw that yesterday.
Your power capacity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you granted and went over Bonneville, another line outage.
Another?
It's a paired line outage. We've got two lines out from July 25th through the 29th, and that's going to limit our 230 kV lines to a 270 megawatt limit. I don't know what that means for you guys, but I think Scott said that might force a power of split. May have split flows.
Gonna have to, unless flows drop a lot more.
So that's 4 days worth of that.
That's not good. That's a bad thing at that time of year.
Yeah, I know.
This one sounded new to Scott, too, so I don't know if there's any wiggle on that, but Scott's back on Monday. So.
How about why don't we give him a call on Tuesday, hit up back on this one?
Yeah. That'd be worth it. Because there's going to be another one of those lines will remain out through August 19th.
Ooh.
So that'll be a.
So the double outage is 25th to 29th.
Yep.
Do you know which
stay
it is?
Out until
the 19th?
It's the units that are on the 230 kV lines.
KV line.
So I've got, let's see.
Don't ask me. Ed? Like, you don't know which one?
No. And you don't know on that which ones are...
I can tell you which ones will be on, so I guess we can do process elimination.
Yeah, so one subtraction.
The units that will not be affected are 1, 2, 9, and 10.
Wow, that's the whole middle powerhouse.
And starting what date?
July 25th.
So 25th, 29th, you'll have...
Two lines out and a 270.
So we'll get screens back in before then, so we can switch power priority to the second. But we have unit 12 out.
It'll be back.
It'll be back by then?
Should be back next week.
Oh, I thought it was like a month outage.
No, just this week.
Just a week, okay.
That one guy you saw...
He made it all around. Let Dennis get away.
I forgot Dennis.
Tightening the bolt.
Well, that's 11. Oh, that 11's never
coming back. Well, I know. Dennis was... Token. Oh, I told you not to get Dennis.
I've given up on that.
Son of a...
12. So 12 will be back. We'll have all
I kind of put that in the basket with the tie crane.
For at least... Well, there's some other units coming out in there, too, though.
Yeah.
I think there was a...
But not so. The one I want to talk about is not until October.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, so I guess maybe flows will be down where we can run most of it with spill through if we have...
With spill and...
See, at that... Well, at what point do we go from 85 to 75? That's August 1 or is it August, July 21?
No, July 21.
Maybe 21.
It's rollover. It's supposed to... August 1's a buyout, but there's more than...
July 21 is FOP.
Right,
so that's when we'll be doing that.
So right in that period, we drop off 10K spill, so then...
Control by that point, though?
Well, I'm wondering if we can put all the flow through spill and power
if you lose a couple units and that kind of stuff, you probably won't be. If you're 1, 2, 9, and 10 out, and you have 12 through 18... Oh, Christ. What's that flow?
Well, this... Yeah, okay.
I don't have enough toes to count.
No, wait a minute. If we get powerhouse back, all the screens down, we get flip priority back to 2.
So you'll have 12
through
18.
So it's loaded, fully loaded.
That'll put you about 110, because we're missing 11
units. And then we're spilling 75.
That puts you close to 190.
We're there.
190 with the corner collector.
And then anything else would be the following this pattern anyway, because these are priority units. So I don't see an issue.
We should be okay.
I think we're okay.
All right. I've done my job.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. And if something's different than that, have Scott give us a jingle or shoot us in the air.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Well, not okay, but
it's... Well, it's what it normally would be anyway, so we'll be splitting.
It's not I don't like it, but I'm not going to object.
Well, it's powerhouse one effect.
It's the FOP
that's
roll
a low priority powerhouse.
It's a floppy.
It's a floppy.
Well, that part of it, yeah, the floppy part. I don't like that either. But
flippy.
That was it, Bonneville, and then the Ice Harbor.
Should be an issue with
that. Granite and Goose have those two already that we've talked about.
Okay. Yeah,
those are coordinated. Interesting.
And I was like, hey,
so let's just jump right to 6, Bonneville Powerhouse 2 unit outages.
Okay.
We already did the coordination of powerhouse turbine ops, gantry 6 hoist, and fish counting.
What's this critical infrastructure Frederick's thing here?
I have no idea. Okay, well, I'm prepared to talk about it.
Talking about critics or critical what?
Critical infrastructure. Well, no, you want to know what's going on, so I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay.
On the spill gates?
On critical infrastructure. No.
Sorry, I jumped. Back to Bonneville.
Okay, Bonneville, powerhouse 2 unit outages. So 12 is out of service right now, and 14 and 18.
1 week.
Yeah, it should be back by the Monday at the latest, right?
Okay. The so 14 is out there.
14 is scheduled for October.
Okay.
2 month outage.
To start in October or be back in October?
Start in October.
Okay.
Would you like to move 18 there? We'll do 18 in October. 18 is scheduled for June 2012. Let's put 14 there.
Oh, do a flip-flop? Do 18 in October
so
and 14
So fish passage, we have 18 back.
For a couple reasons. One, 18 has cooling water problem, so we're having to manually clean cooling water standards every Thursday.
You find any lamprey in there?
One.
Stop.
One.
No.
came from Ed?
bury this in his knee.
That's going for the forehead.
Should give you something to think about for a while.
He's got the button.
No, actually, since we did have it down, not to be the point, but we did check because they're pulling the debris out, so we were down there to check every Thursday, and so far we found it.
That's right. Yeah, so
yeah.
Don't you dare ask for a regular report.
I was just going to say.
I was going to say.
If I have to.
Just don't let Bill hear.
The other reason is we'd like to have, I'm assuming, 18 running next.
But it's interesting.
Yes. Instead of being out for 2 months.
Yeah.
I think 14, if I had to pick out, I think I'd do 14 and have that out in June. Yeah.
I'd rather have 14 out in June, 18 at that time. October is not the best thing in the world.
Not the best either.
I don't think it's a big deal. Yeah.
We can get it done. Okay. All right.
Get her done.
Thank you.
And just, I mean, just because I've got to ask, Ian 11, what is the tentative schedule for that?
I thought it was October.
I heard December.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was 20 anything. I thought it was 30 something. I thought that I walked by there the other day and looked at the guys that were working on it. There's one guy, and he's kind of like.
They have a bottom of ratchet.
And then he lost count and had to start over again at the beginning.
It's just sort of half awake.
They haven't bought a ratchet yet. It's like still an edge.
One guy, that big old unit, one guy under there.
But he's. Well, I mean, they're just. I expected. Down there looking at same issues. So,
I know, that's what I've heard too.
Been another state or contact like 11, but that's
three,
what they're looking at.
3 year so, outage of that one too. And we wanted to be
sweet.
Proactive.
Hopefully they've learned how and that you know
it's
the next one
faster process. They'll have two guys this time.
Yeah.
One wrench.
One wrench. Taking turns. Till muscle failure.
Elsewhere.
Twice as fast.
That exact same thing. I think at Cooley, both of them failed years ago, and that's what all of them are over there. So
they all take that. Yeah, they're all those Dallas Chalmers.
Out of round or whatever the hell they're doing. But they were going to get in there and do whatever they could do as far as tightening things and hoping that solves the problem because it's, I've seen the graphs of it. It's not pretty.
You're seeing some of the same. Oh, boy.
Vibration and such that shouldn't be there.
It may be cascading.
Sounds like critical infrastructure to me.
Yeah, we'll get onto that one next year. Critical infrastructure.
Thanks.
So where's your spare unit? Where's your spare
got one in the box? They have one up at Libby. Is that compatible?
All right, so we already did LOMO, outfall, 8 critical infrastructure. Apparently you want to discuss failing infrastructure and why. I don't know.
I didn't put it on the agenda.
I know. Well, Tammy said you did, so anyway.
That's what counts.
Still yeah. Cables? What year?
So, where we're at, I can just tell you where the Portland district is at. When I was doing Oker's job last year, Bonneville Power came to me and said, hey, what's your asset management plan for hatcheries?
Oh,
and we basically didn't have one. And they were like, what? And so that spun into this whole PGMP right now for hatchery and asset management.
PGMP?
This is a program management plan. So this lays out how we're going to get to deal with these and prioritize them. This is going to get signed right now. It's being signed by the colonel. And with that, I have been assigned the asset manager for fish facilities, and when I came back to my position, I've worked with Ben, Bob, Miro, and Greg Taylor in the Willamette Valley, looking at all of our fish assets and running it through a risk consequence matrix, at least to get it prioritized, and then the high priority ones that are like, say, red on a dashboard get sent to our critical infrastructure list, which, of course, is gigantic.
Are you going to have any other input from the region on that, or are you just...
Well, yeah,
not that I really want to, but...
What I do is I have this list that I want to send out to you guys so you can look at it and make sure that you agree with our ranking.
Okay.
It's an Excel spreadsheet. It's not... It's color-coded right now, but and I can, you know, send that out to you if you're interested in looking at that at that level. You know, what we do from here is it gets put to the critical infrastructure list and top dogs get funded, and that's usually spillway gates. I mean, fish facilities always come in low.
So that was the question, is are spillway gates part of this?
Yeah.
Are they considered part of fish passage?
Of the bigger one? Well, no, not right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the Willamette ones are, but they're high priority.
Well, they've got health and human safety behind them, so. Yeah.
So, you know, where does it go after this? I just, you know, I've got my list.
Yep.
And I try every year to put it in the budget 2 years out, and I fail every time.
Well, there's no money.
And it needs to be basically an emergency to get that kind of funding. But, you know, I do chip away, and I'm hoping I put it on the corporate board level radar, and they look at it. I look at it, and I get it on the large cap program. Bonneville gets a chance to look at it, and it's just like, you know, when you get funds that are surplus, you can start chipping away at that stuff. That's like the Bradford Island. I've got phase two finally going for that report. So we can at least prioritize where we're going with Bradford Island. And, you know, it's the district memo to division every year has had Bradford Island, phase two report, John Day, STSs, you know, every year. John Day, South Fish Turbines. So it's, you know, my priority to within the district that goes to the division and then goes to headquarters. And, you know, and I know Oker and Tim Dykstra are back there right now doing doing their dirty work. It's not a pleasant meeting they're in, but, you know, they fight for money, and they definitely, their big push is failing infrastructure for fish facilities and the need for a more increase in appropriated dollars from in the ENS budget. So that's kind of a real brief update on critical infrastructure.
Like, and I'm sure they're going to have no competition with Mississippi and their levees.
Yeah.
From Missouri, they will.
So we'll see what they bring back as far as what the future of the environmental stewardship budget looks like, because they're trying to equalize it across the nation. And we're like, you know, the big district division that has like 40% of the budget. And they're like, hey, no, we need to, you know, the other districts and divisions are like, it's got to be equal, but we've got millions and millions of dollars of infrastructure failing here.
We do.
Plus biops.
Accounting was the first thing that I wanted to see, was what do we have out there? And we started this years ago. Going out the project, we were going to have guys come out from each project. We're going to have those meetings out at Bonneville. Or no, at each project, we're going to have a meeting and talk about things that were failing or might fail, looking at the insight of the folks who are out there on the ground, and then putting together that list, then looking at priorities, and then looking at funding and trying to push this list. Sounds to me like you have the list.
I have the list, and I have it prioritized as far as what our the core thinks is the priority. We can do that. We can go to each project and take the list.
If you've already done it, I mean, if you've got input from all of your projects, Walla Walla and Portland District both, is this go?
Well, I don't know what they have. I know that you guys have most of your critical assets in FEM, and we're going to be putting this in FEM too. So it's just crazy stuff. It's like a tracking asset management tracking tool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess what I'm still looking for is sort of the accounting of this. You know, what do we have? What are we looking at? Our spill gates? You know, that's what I was concerned about. I think whatever meeting that just came up, I was concerned about the Dalles, you know, with our wire rope issue, and having, I think what kind of precipitated the discussion was the fact that we've got this kind of oddball pattern. You know, with these high flow year, we have an oddball spill pattern at the Dalles because of gates that are, you know, that are out of service. And then Gate Hoist at Bonneville, which, you know, goes back to some of the discussions we've already had today, but I don't know how that all fits together. I was surprised to hear that they were actually working on Bonneville Gate Hoist.
Do it every year.
No, this is new. And that's great, but I don't know where it's leading. I don't know how much funding you have. I don't know where the money's coming from. And it's just, you know, there's other issues out there that we're all concerned about. There's cranes, and there's Bradford Island, like you brought up, is kind of crumbling on us.
Yeah, I know. And hopefully it gets ranked higher and higher in the overall critical infrastructure list.
Well, and I know there's nothing we can really do about that, but if there's something that we can, as a well, at least have an accounting of it, you know, just list it. What are these items?
Well, I
is
think
there schedules that are associated with any of them, and you know, do we even have any that are funded? Because I was surprised by the Bonneville hoist issue. Frankly, that's a good thing, but I didn't know that he had money for that. You know, actually rebuild some of those hoists. Expensive.
Hey, Byron.
Yeah.
Wasn't the one of the hopes that prioritizing the fish facility infrastructure separately would allow us not to have to compete against like the Valley's Billgate failure or something where we're fucking life and limb versus, you know, fish passage where we'll never.
We're never going to rank as a concern.
Right. No, I don't think that. I didn't hear that.
No.
But, you know.
But we did do exactly what you're saying.
Given right.
Our stuff starts at the exit at Bradford Island. And we look at the serpentine weirs and mm-hmm. the thicket leads and the fish count. I mean, every component all the way.
Yeah, down. And you guys have a good idea. Your people know what's kind of falling apart, what they have to put Band-Aids on every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we sat down with the, you know.
Yep. No, it was a great exercise to do.
What's the condition of the stuff that we can't
exactly,
see
yeah, because they're trying to keep it running, and they know that, yeah, maybe I can, you know, rob some gears off of these other parts for another year, and then,
you know, and it's got
one more cycle of
we put cost in here, and, you know, it's got a risk of failure and rated that way.
Well, that's,
so,
yeah, that's what I'd like
I'll let everybody see this, and then we can talk about it over the next few
F-bombs. It's really what all F-bombs
and,
so.
You know, there's this big push through the core headquarters-wise that we're going to start dealing with all of our asset management and having strategies for every district, every division. It's just where's the funds come to put that effort forward.
Mm-hmm.
So more to come on that.
Yeah.
But they had a kickoff meeting with the chief of operations division back in headquarters, and he's pushing hard for the entire country or core mm-hmm. to do an asset management strategies. And
good.
You know, I'm talking possibly maybe even hiring. Bonneville has a really good consultant that does this stuff. I don't know what their name is, I forgot, but they're kind of the experts in asset management strategies, and yeah, I'm just a fish head.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we all are, except for a couple of engineers that, you know, don't count. But
that's right.
Water biologists.
Lamprey.
Water could you tell us more about that lamprey you found in the strain?
Did you send those out?
And take
so,
your time.
I hope that met the need of critical infrastructure update.
Okay, yeah, that is.
I mean,
let's keep that.
It's not
date.
Something that's just sitting
let's
on a bookshelf.
Let's keep this as an update, but not as an independent
right.
item.
Right, no, we'll make it as an update.
It'd be nice to have an update as we go through this process. Okay, thanks.
Leads us into our task group we've all been waiting for, 9.1. Fish Field Unit Avian Observations. Nathan, the Birdman Zork.
So I have about 10 slides, and I didn't even bother trying
yeah.
to slide them. I just printed them. There's a couple of.
I got mine. Thanks. Avian consumption.
Sort of soft data points. A little bit trickier this year.
Attacking that helicopter.
In previous years, we've had the diet study to help us parse out when they're feeding on lamprey versus out-migrating smolt. We'll not have that this year, so our estimate this year is going to be a little bit different than
because
what it's been.
We're not allowed to take any birds.
Bird
lamprey
takes,
spike
yeah.
hasn't been as obvious this year, so.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You haven't
it's
seen
been, it's been spread out a lot. But I'll just walk running through this really quick, if there's any questions after that. What I'm really looking at here is kind of a broader overview. Nitty gritty is this year's birds have been down. And I think that most people at this table probably know that. How does that compare to previous years is kind of what I'm looking at. Stage two here, the problem. Talk about the buy-off and the RPA we're trying to address. Primarily, what we're looking at is sort of a post-evaluation. We've done some deterrence. We've got avian lines, especially at the John Day, rather, and then filled them in this year at the Dalles. A big success has been boat hazing, and that's a critical component. I don't want people to forget that boat hazing has been really, really successful. It seems to work much better than anything we've ever seen on land. We've seen comparisons of that in 09, and that's
single adequate, or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this allows us to do post-intern evaluations and also to prioritize if we need to, you know, add lines, places, etc. Methods, real meat and potatoes, we have our observers right there on the ground. New for 2011, you'll notice that on my observer's lap, she's got a tablet PC, and as birds are attacking, she's actually taking X and Y data points, right? She's touching the stylus to that tablet, that she thinks that bird hit the water at. And that allows us to determine if there are holes in our avian line array, well, how does that compare to outside the array, etc. Go ahead on page 4 here. We'll look at page 4 and 5 at the same time, just because I know y'all like to go fast. And so on the left-hand side, you see John Day Dam in 2009. The blue arrow indicates flow. Yellow lines are the zones that we just kind of visually divide the dam up. And our observers rotate through those areas because they can't see the entire dam at one time. The white dots are, yeah, they got a little bit skewed in the synchronous, but those are the locations of where birds were at in 2009. And actually, they're shifted a little bit downstream. That's just a function of the dots are not mated exactly to this picture. So our mean was about 99 birds a day. Go forward 1 year, 2010. The avian line array was completed.
Awesome.
And we had 20 or all daylight hours boat hazing work in that area as well. Our mean daily gold count dropped down to 17.
Wow.
And our reduction was, we saw a 76% reduction in fish consumption that year, or actually smolt consumption. So that was good success. So on page 6, and we'll see the future of bird research. So using that tablet PC I mentioned, they're taking data points. If you start to overlap those data points, you kind of would just see mush. By using these heat maps, we get a sense of the hotter colors are where the more density of attacks have taken place, and the colder colors are where the less density of attacks have taken place. You also see at the bottom of the screen, we've got a line graph, and that's total attacks through time. Total attacks goes from 0 to 34, is the way that y-axis is labeled.
Do you have a mean gold count for that for 11 yet?
No. No, I don't. But it's down. It's actually...
Well, it looks like it was down to 10.
We'll get that eventually, but it's going to be very similar to 2010.
You go, okay, 17, somewhere around 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen much there. I just didn't drive by. It's pretty rare.
Right. The Dalles Dam, 2010. You'll notice that our gold count is only 34. But that contrasts a lot with our estimate of take. Our estimate of take for that year was actually similar to John Day in 2009. This is sort of something you can't tell from looking at these pictures, but there's a group of gulls that will loaf on these downstream islands. They're called the Basin Islands sometimes. We'll have between 100 and 200 gulls just sort of loafing there. And so and that way they act as a reserve force that can cycle through the dam. So while we don't have 99 birds right at the dam actively working, we've got fresh, hungry birds cycling in all the time.
Awesome.
So that'll show up in the results table in the end as well. So we've only had a couple of years at the Dalles, but page 8 now, we're looking at the heat map again. And for a handful of folks, I did hand out usernames and passwords to their data portals, so you could go ahead and look at these screens and look at the data that's coming in. And I didn't give them to everybody because I wanted to sort of beta test them a little bit first. And I know that Dave said you mentioned you looked at that, Dave. Has anyone else actually gone on to... might have to install like Silverlight software, etc.
It's not going to work for us. I'm not allowed to install software
either. I'm not even going to get my IT to agree to do that.
Yeah. Right. That's probably always going to be an issue. I think that the path that our developer took depends on the Silverlight software. So I think it's worth it to put in a help ticket or whatever you need to do to have this little soft piece. It's a Microsoft software. It shouldn't be a huge issue. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, come on. I'm DOD. If I can have
you, you guys can.
All depends on your IT department. And
exactly.
How they woke up that day.
Region or district.
We just call
one good reason
to
look at this is to see. Going on to the future, I think this is a potential format to standardize actual counts. In this case, we're looking at attacks, but these could be counts of birds as well. All right, on to page 9. We'll get into the.
Are these results. Your methods, have they changed at all for each year on this thing?
No.
So.
Same. The thing that's not comparable, well, is we don't have stomach contents for this year.
Right.
So we're estimating overall fish consumption. I'm assuming every time they hit the water, it is a fish. It's not.
So your methods for 11 are different than methods for 9 and 10 then, a little bit.
The methods for producing this estimate will be.
Right.
Data collection is similar. without that piece, typically we were able to partition these successful attacks to either Smolt or Lamprey or other. And so from week to week, we would apply the diets that we collected for that week to all of the attacks that week.
Well, what is this then? Is this full predation of what? Everything?
This is everything. So this is
all species.
Yeah.
Okay, and so can you then go back and correct? It's not correct, but standardize.
We got for the past 2 years.
Use the same methods for all 3 years, just to get a year-to-year-to-year comparable.
More comparable.
Yeah,
I think the most parsimonious way to do that would be to go back to 2009 and 2010, and just look at overall fish consumption mm-hmm. rather than the small consumption piece of that. Mm-hmm. And they'll change, but it's not going to change.
Not going to change the picture much.
The variability is so big at these projects, you know, day to day, year to year.
Right.
That's why you see these large 95% confidence intervals.
I'm just wondering about the John Day and 10 to 11 comparisons. Or
it's going to be similar.
You think so?
There's three more weeks left to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be very. We're going to follow from that 11,000 to 26,000.
It just seems like even fewer birds this year than last year, but maybe not. Maybe that's just my perception from driving by. I don't spend time there.
You don't like John Day? Sometimes bias?
No, I just, by the time I get that far upriver, I don't have time because I'm usually going to McNary or, well, actually, Walla Walla, so I don't have time to really stop and look. But, yeah.
That's my sense of it right now, and I haven't gone back to look at the hard numbers. When I change the 09 and 010 values to fish consumption, they're going to increase. So.
Okay.
That leads us to our conclusion recommendation page on 10. So goals are the primary predator for these two projects. Numbers are highly variable. Where are they feeding at? That's what the dots and heat maps are showing you. Tail race and the spillways primarily. One thing I thought about bringing up earlier when we were talking about juvenile lamprey is we do see that functional response, especially when we have distinct lamprey passage at John Day in particular, where they will shift to the powerhouse side. And if you look at the heat map, you'll see that there's some dots over there on that powerhouse side that tends to be fairly obvious, not this year. At the dows, we've actually pushed the birds from above the dam to almost completely foraging below the dam, thus giving the fish ideally more time to recover. At a practical level, does that
below the bridge?
Right. I'm sorry, the bridge.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
That came with filling in. There's a gap below the bridge.
Yeah.
At a practical level, I don't know if that really increases our, you know, entire river survival or not. Recommendations. I think sustaining the boat hazing program is going to be important. Due to the variability of these birds, you're saying a low year this year, we could see a low year next year. Where you put that effort, I think it's going to change through time. And so that might be supporting it at both projects because you're really worried about it. And it's hard because you have to write these contracts with USDA before the season starts. And they're not really that flexible. We need to give them enough people to cover the areas we think are important. And then potentially move them around if those areas become more or less important.
Right.
But the bottom line is there's a dollar amount that's going to go into it, and that's really hard. I don't envy Vern trying to figure out what to do there. Maintaining the deterrent lines are going to be important. Just recently at John Day, some of these synthetic lines, typically what's happened previous to this is they pulled out. The splicing is actually pulled apart. The synthetic material is very difficult to splice, and they're trying to splice uneven sizes of line. More recently, we're seeing what we think are actual breakages in midline, like this span. So that's happened in a couple of spaces. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen every year, and that's going to always be true big in line arrays.
As long as we don't have some catastrophic, you know, all of a sudden they all hit their life. And
right.
Well, they're supposed to last longer than this, 2 years.
So, Bob, are you going to do some relining?
Relining?
To replace the ones that are...
I don't know what Meryl's got planned.
That's the list of things we'll talk about.
That's a concern.
I know they're talking about reattaching some of the what we're called filler lines, some of the splices that pulled out, especially in the downstream edge. Yeah. So I've been encouraging them to do that as a way of at least forming a box.
We'll definitely put it in the work plan.
Well, they'll have to.
What's test. The material? Is it going to be the same?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, because
that's the thing. I don't know if they
in some areas you don't necessarily have to go with the synthetic because the runs are short enough. For example, from some of those most upstream posts back to the powerhouse side. There's a line that's failed there that could probably be replaced with a standard stainless wire if you wanted to. But
did USDA put in synthetics for us?
No, they didn't.
At the Dells? It was all stainless?
That was a different contractor. USDA can't handle it.
Right. They can't handle it. So It can only do stainless, and it'd have to be a contractor come in and do the synthetic.
How have your wires at the Dallas held up so far?
They're fine. Yeah, they're all holding. Just less than I saw.
Yeah, and the runs there are a lot shorter, and that's what
yeah.
Okay, so that does bring up an issue. I just the Bonneville corner collector wires, I think we've lost 8 out of 10 or something like that of those wires. I haven't seen a bird in that area in years. And so I guess I noticed a month ago that wire was hanging down to just about neck level above the river,
yep.
Which kind of scared me. If you get some idiot ignoring the
Darwin.
The BRZ and come flying up there.
Darwin Award.
Well, okay.
Still, yeah. But if they start giving health and safety, the lines are all going to have to get raised up even further.
Yeah. Well, with the high tail water, too.
I'm just thinking, suggesting that one might be taken out completely.
I mean, yeah, like you said, we break some every year. Tail water gets high enough.
That breaks five
out of eight are broken now.
Yeah.
So I don't see birds down there.
I haven't seen birds there in years. I mean, they sit up there and they go after sea lion leavings and stuff, and we get, you know, like western gulls and things.
So you're thinking just take out the wires?
I think we just take it out rather than having to maintain it and having to continually put new wire on that. That maybe it's something that could be just yanked out.
I would say yank it out and just do some extra monitoring there to make sure you're not seeing a problem response.
Yeah.
If you're not, then the fun.
Yeah, I really don't think you're going to see anything. Rather than putting...
We can just take out the remaining 3 and leave the cork line.
Yeah, and then get that out whenever you can.
Well, I'd leave the cork line. I would do some monitoring and make sure you don't have a problem, because if you do, that's pretty easy to reattach.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Leave the cork line and see how you
do. Leave it.
Sounds
but
good
I would
to me.
Put more of them back up.
Put it in the plan.
Is there any concern at Bonneville that, let's say, we're successfully deter all pinnipeds from visiting the dam, that birds are just going to revert to bump behavior?
That they would revert to formal behavior?
Formal behavior, foraging more in the covers of the dam, actively trying to predate juvenile somewhat.
Well, right now what we've got is, I haven't seen many California ringbill-type gulls there. You got westerns and glaucus wings, and they've never really been done.
There's
that
California's
kind of
a work of spillway there, not real thick.
Not many. You do get some that come down from up above, but it's possible. You know, if you keep them away from the Dalles and John Day, maybe things, you know, maybe they'll move far enough down the river. But most of what I've seen there has been post-breeding dispersal of juveniles. They'll come down before they had. Most of those birds will go to the coast, and then they're gone. But you will see as they transit down the river, they'll hang out at Bonneville if they can. We just need to make sure they move on out to the coast with the rest of the California gulls. Ringbills don't do that, but I don't see ringbills there very much.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Is I've read reports of ringbills, especially in the mid-sea stands, as being the main gull feeding, and we don't see them at these two projects at all, even though they're in the area. There's 1,000 of them nesting at Miller Island. I'll see them right there in the parking lot at John Day, one or two.
Yeah, looking for handouts.
They're much more ground foraging kind of birds. They don't necessarily.
Yeah, you see them out in the fields and following implements along and stuff like that. In the
so it's kind of a curiosity.
Well, I just don't. I don't know. I see what I see is mostly these large gulls, and they're chasing the sea lions around looking for chunks of whatever rather than looking for smalls. You see an occasional California gull, especially juvenile, but
That's when you're feeling it Bonneville for a while.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend taking down the wires that we have, but the corner collector, I really haven't seen that to be much of an issue over the years, and most of the wires are down. The gulls could do whatever they wanted to there. They're not. So,
how's our coverage by this way? That Powerhouse 1, since we're going to theorize
it's covered. The Powerhouse 1 tail race is covered pretty good.
It's pretty well covered.
Yeah.
You see what's the initial response since we're supposed to be covering more juveniles from that.
Right. I haven't seen anything really. I didn't see one bird in tail race when I was out there on Friday. I think I saw one gull on the spillway downstream, and that was the whole one foraging gull. Yeah. I saw a few, you always see a few lining the corner collector wall, but. Actually, even those are mainly gone.
Yeah, pretty much. I did an inspection on Sunday. I saw them pretty much on the cormorants, really.
Well, I brought that up at the cormorant meeting earlier this week, was those islands above Bonneville. I counted somewhere just shy of 100 cormorants moving around up there. And, you know, there's enough trees there on islands that I start thinking about potential for nesting.
I think there was a history of that, right?
I don't know.
Are they at least loafing in trees?
They've loafed there for a long time, but I've never really noticed nesting. But You know, I mean, there's a lot of them, so you'd think eventually they're going to get the idea, hey, if these are young guys that are moving from somewhere, eventually they're going to be breeding age. And
quick question back on Dallas. 2010, it was roughly 5,810, so roughly around 80,000 consumption rate. And the Dallas, and then it dropped to 20,000 in 2011. There was no boat hazing in 2010, and we had huge wire gaps upstream of the bridge.
There was boat hazing in 2010. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have boat hazing?
2010.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so 2009.
Yeah, we
were
on
shore. Right.
And then we don't have data for 2009.
Another question on the page 10, consumption 76 less than 2009. I'm just trying to better ferret out that success attributed to both hazing versus avian lines. Would you
both?
I mean, would you say 50-50 though? I mean, as far as I'm trying to better understand, I heard you say a couple times that the importance of both hazing, and I'm trying to tease out, okay, well, what's the effectiveness of the lines versus the effectiveness of the boats? Would you even take a stab at quantifying what the
Look, the importance of the boats, though, is interesting, right? So the lines are obviously there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and to prevent birds from hitting specific areas, mostly, depending on how close they are and how low they are. With the boats there, actively shooing birds away, yeah. We have to realize about gulls, and a lot of these birds, they're essentially group foragers. Yeah. I watch you, you go to that garbage can, or you go wherever, and you pick up some food. I might walk up to see if there's any more food there. You know, oh, that fridge is full, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, pick your analogy. So as those birds show up, more birds show up, and then more birds show up. So you really have an added effect. With an active hazing program dispersing birds continuously, you can kind of stop that before it gets rolling too far. Mm-hmm. So just to try to decide, okay, what if we have no lines and only, you know, this is an observational study. It's not really an experimental design, and that's, you know, that's the kind of work we tend to do here. Unfortunately, it'd be great if we could put up the avian line array, take it down for a week, put it up for a week.
I mean, well, another problem is you can't, in a lot of those areas, you can't really do boat hazing unless you want to have a safety boat and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah. But that's part of the reason we put it in the large way it is because you can't, really, BRZ can't.
Plus, we need to reinforce the idea that the hazing, or that the wires are there to keep gulls out, and they pretty much start to defeat it, and you have to have Guido come in once in a while, and
Guido,
the Star Wars
nice.
Couple.
This year we had no lethal. Last year we did, and so this year, I mean, with just the hazing,
it seems to be working pretty fairly, actually. And I think that was probably a factor of land-based hazing versus boat hazing.
Guido is Sicilian.
There's also Guido himself.
I know, but this is a Sicilian version I'm talking about.
So just to finish up, I love Guido, my final recommendation. Have that modification of allowed rocks.
Pair of pliers and breaks knuckles.
Yeah. Back on page 10, I've got fingers. This little 1977, 2008, 2009. We see gold counts at the calling of the land rocks increasing. This problem's not going to go away. So while it is a little bit outside of the Corps' scope of work, to work with the land rocks is a Forest Service controls this property as part of the Columbia Gorge.
Oh, Forest Service?
Yeah.
Part of the Columbia Gorge Scenic Act. The amount of money that you spend trying to deter these birds every year is a lot. And as those monies get reduced, if you have a chance to encourage some action there, I think it's an important thing to look at. I mean, we beat around the bush a long time about that.
What kind of habitat modifications do you think you're envisioning?
Silt fences or riprap connecting it to the main island.
Raccoon relocation.
Yeah, riprap probably won't go over.
Be careful when you do that.
About a bridge. Fishing platform.
Boardwalk?
Yeah, I was going to say
boardwalk.
That'd be better than riprap.
Something over the, it's throwing stuff in the water. That's just not going to work.
A little suspension bridge for the raccoons.
That'd work.
Yeah. You do that up and down the river, what do you mean it's not going to work? How much the river has been riprapped right now?
Yeah.
There's a quarry on Mill Island Rock. There's a riprap quarry.
I know there is. I know there is. I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. So all I can say is local materials are readily available.
Just to tell you, pitch a couple more rocks.
That's what I have. I guess in the broader sense, talking to the USDA guys at the last avian workshop, they really mentioned that basin-wide bird numbers at the projects are lower this year. High flows, very turbid water is probably making predation more difficult.
Yeah.
But the volume of water per unit of fish is different. The density is much less.
Dilution factor.
So there's a lot of reasons why they would be maybe less attracted to the projects, but we don't know. And the bottom line is, the birds, their population cycle.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we never really think about. We kind of think about them as a constant or just increasing like a graph, but their behavior changes and their population cycles.
It's because for a decade it's been nothing but increase like a graph.
I forget for a while.
Yeah, I can take you back.
Yeah. Until this year, you know, now we have failures in some of the biggest colonies in the world.
All right, your Audubon email going crazy?
No, this is just Dan Roby's.
Audubon saying, coming to the Eagle.
Nobody said anything yet about it.
Quick question on John Dayline.
Okay, go shoot the
Eagle. Go kill the Eagles, yeah. Right? I know they're going to say that.
Or any follow on?
Yeah, I guess. It's still CRFM funds.
If the material failed and it was a design failure, then it's CRFM. If it's just maintenance, then it comes to O&M, is how we've always been told.
Yeah, I don't know if this has been handed over. It's still in prototype design.
Then, hey, go for CRFM. Ask for funds.
Yeah, or dive on it.
Or, like Jason's idea, what kind of warranty did you get? Did you guys pay the...
I have no idea.
The $250 Sears lifetime warranty? $250.
$250,000.
Same warranty they got with the last...
With young children, I recommend getting the travel insurance, too, by the way. It's well worth it. Who has young children here? Get the travel insurance if you go anywhere. Airline, hotel... Okay, so that wraps up
Andy. And with that, thank you for today.
How about that service note from our host?
What happened there?
A little service note from our...
No, I paid through the nose to get my second round of flights because I didn't have that insurance. And then when I went to use the other flight, you know, a year later, I got screwed royally. So
not bitter, I am.
Huh?
Not bitter.
Yeah. No. But if I had that damn insurance I paid that extra money for.
I'd say an extra $75.
Another airline story.
Yeah. Airlines used to screw you.
They suck.
Well, they're making good money now.
Shad fishery update. Cordy, what do you got?
No fishing. So apparently their alternatives look promising. I don't know. They never came to Dells.
I don't.
Has anybody heard from Roger Dick Jr.?
No takers.
No fish whales? No fish
Nothing?
Wheels?
There's a fish wheel sitting there at the bridge. The river bridge, but they haven't deployed it anywhere.
Nope.
Really? For shad?
Well, some experimental.
$10 a sock? I don't care. That's the
win.
You
get $10 a sock? Damn, that's good work.
That's good bucks.
I know, yeah.
$2 a sock. I know.
Yeah, 2 pounds.
Yours might have been 2 pounds. Mine wasn't. I am good. $10.
There's been some big ones out there.
Tammy put AFF mods, apparently are going to, task group's going to meet in August.
Yes.
And then Sturgeon task group is going to meet in September.
Hmm. Is that?
According to Lors, on both of those.
Is that going
to
be okay? Is that going to, September, because I think we want to talk about alternative means or yada, yada, yada for, so we don't have a Sturgeon rodeo like they did last year.
I don't see a problem with September, do you?
Is September going to be early enough? Okay. Yeah. If as long as it gives us enough time. I don't want to be a WDFW in a mortality setting coming at the last minute.
So let's go to the change forms, spill operations.
Well, before you do that.
Oh, you still have? I thought we nailed all these, didn't we?
No.
Gull activity at Lamprey Lower Granite Bypass. Dworshak turbine issue.
Yes.
Leaking head cover in the big unit.
Yes.
Ice Harbor North Shore entrance update. Mm-hmm. Did we do that yet?
No, we haven't.
Oh, geez. And then Jason did his outages, right? You're good.
I just have it
too. Okay. Take it away, Tom. Tommy
Two-Face.
Let's
start with hopefully the easiest one, Dworshak head covers.
Yes.
So we hear that once again it's leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan is to monitor. Are you guys going to go in and do another repair this winter or just evaluate?
Monday I'm going up to Dworshak to do a
site visit.
Actually,
I just drove by there 3 weeks ago. We're
going to go do a practice salvage activity there at that day.
Okay.
I mean, follow the fish passage plan rules that we did for this year. September 26 is the scheduled date for dewatering the Draftude at Dworshak.
Okay.
So September 26 is the day for that, if it holds in place.
So your plan is you guys... You will be going in this winter if you can get it to the 26th.
No, I think that algae is going to be, September to
But maybe a month later or something.
Well, that's my
like
point,
that.
Is you guys going to go in and plan to try to reseal this so it doesn't leak?
Right.
Because right now I know you guys are...
It'd be another Band-Aid.
Okay.
It'd be another Band-Aid.
I just want to make sure you're gonna, make sure you're moving forward planning the Band-Aid, because if we can't get Band-Aid to work,
items.
Unstacking this unit is expensive.
Yeah.
And Rorschach turbine issue. It probably take a year. Okay.
No, it'll take more than a year.
What's the issue?
Head cover's leaking on a big unit.
Head cover is leaking.
So temperature...
Yeah,
we tried to fix it last year.
Last 2 years ago.
Temperature
last, well, whatever it was. They tried to fix
augmentation
it.
Low augmentation and then
well,
gas if you have to spill.
Yes, but they don't salvage.
Well, that was just last year.
Yeah, and that was part of it. We were doing this. It's all related.
Okay.
Yeah. Regardless.
Regardless.
The repair is not holding.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have got plans to go and try to re-repair Titan, try to eke it through until
put a new gasket or whatever, put some shingles in there and redo that head gasket.
Put it on the October FPOM agenda to make sure we get an update on what you saw when you dewatered type of thing? Or when?
I mean, it doesn't have a lot of impact on the FPOM group. It's mostly going to be more for TMT.
Right.
Right.
That's going to be the one that has to deal with if that unit goes
up. Well, operationally, it's going to be a problem. If that unit goes between now and September 26 and 2, or if it, they can't stop the leak, it's going to be...
Go make things fun.
Some year. I'm going to get money.
Head covers and turbine unit.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to update. See, I just wanted to make sure
comes up, where the runner comes up and transfers to the shaft and goes up underneath the generator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, surprising enough, they don't like that.
Head cover.
They don't like it getting wet, and it's getting wet.
It's getting wet in the generator area.
Yeah, and you know, they started with a 1-inch pump, but now they're up to 4-inch pump.
Trying to dry it.
It doesn't sound good. I mean, we don't have much more of an operation right now.
Well, the only thing is, well, the, you know why it's leaking more is because you're at full pool now. Hopefully, once we start getting down.
See, and that's the thing. Remember, Rorschach and our cold water requirement for snake. We're at full pool. I mean, that pool is loaded with. They've been trying to drop it, of course, but.
I mean, you're at max discharge right now.
And three
you're
units.
Still full.
And it's full. Yeah, hopefully, I mean, I'd like to see, let's say, September 1st sometime we can get in that place. You know, steelhead issues, but September 15th, maybe. September 26th, oh, we're going to have to. We got to. And so that's why we're doing our plan Monday.
Okay.
We got to. We're looking, you know, we're going to play it Monday and see what's going to help.
Which unit is this, the big unit?
Unit 3, the big boy.
One of the big ones. Of course, the big ones. Why would it be a small one?
It is the big one.
We're not
too, much, too small and one big.
Yep.
It's the big small, one big, and a skeleton big. Bay.
Skeleton bay, you know, get on that.
Transmission.
We'll put a new pin stock out there and have more
hands. Just need a backup again. Backup.
Cheap.
Okay, the other one was... Charlie Morrell at FPAC on Tuesday made some comments, and we saw some emails, and we looked at the Lord Grant report that they're seeing lamprey kind of in places they wouldn't expect them, like aquatic debris in the raceways and under screens, and they're seeing a lot more gull activity at the outfall for the gulls picking up lampreys, juvenile lamprey.
Juveniles?
Yeah.
Dewatering outfall.
Dewatering outfall. That's why we're going, huh? So, did you guys have plans this winter... When we have things in water, we go take a look, see where these little suckers are sneaking around.
First off, I got to read the report.
Yeah,
it would know, be so nice to be included in some of these things.
Well, it's weekly report that's sent out, so I'm assuming you guys get that.
Which one did which dam again?
Lower granite.
Dewatered.
And we're gonna have to look that over. But you know,
that's what we're trying to figure out. Is it all raceways? Because they're seeing a bunch of aquatic veg when they clean out the raceways. They're seeing them in the aquatic veg.
Okay.
Going, are they getting from the raceways to there? We don't know.
Well, they're getting garbage can loads of Elota and all kinds of other things in the project right now. I do know that they're having so much trouble getting rid of debris that they're having to open. I don't know how much you guys know about the layout of granite, but instead of a dewaterer like most places, it has a inclined screen with a 72-inch valve underneath it, and what? Anyway, you can either open the 72-inch valve, run it straight out the tail race, or you can close the 72-inch valve. It goes over an inclined screen. Then there's a second valve that's a 42-inch valve that's used to regulate the flow underneath the inclined screen. and how much goes into raceways and into other parts of the facility. Okay, well, what's happening is that duct debris is coming through where this incline screen gets clogged, and there's so much water and pushing on the screen that they have to open the big one underneath to reduce the pressure to clean it. So when they do that, there's going to be fish going into the outfall. There has to be, because that's the only place they can put it. Yeah. Then when they clean the screen, they close the valve, and the valve has to be a little bit sloppy in order to close properly.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's a 72-inch valve.
Yeah.
And so when it's closed, you don't always know whether it's seated totally, but it's never really been an issue hydraulic-wise because you've got all the flow going above. And so, plus lamprey are in with the debris.
Oh, yeah.
And so they dump them overboard, to get it out of the separator and wherever else. There are going to be lamprey in there probably.
Is there anybody hazing?
As far as the raceways, I don't think they've seen a whole lot of lamprey in the raceways themselves. That's what
I haven't heard.
I
haven't read that before.
It's only in the aquatic vegetation after the...
But in recent weeks, they've been getting a lot of this green stuff.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, when I saw this PFMFC report,
72-inch.
That was the first I heard of it.
6 foot.
And I called my company and asked about it. The other thing they have to do is that the screen, incline screen, is getting clogged enough where they have to occasionally flip it open and clean it from the back side.
Backwash it.
Then everything goes
to the river again. It's like an Eiker.
Yeah, but I mean, it's that bad, so they've been working really hard to get the screen going. They've been using a new tool this year also that has helped them keep it cleaner than they would have last year. They wouldn't have made it that way. They got an air rake with a mounted on it.
Oh my!
So when you clean the screen, it pushes air, compressed air through the screen, and it bubbles up behind it.
Oh, okay.
And so it does a good job, and they don't have to do drastic measures as often. I told me last year they didn't have that. If they just didn't have that tool this year, they would have been hard pressed to keep running.
I don't know. I haven't looked recently. Because they have a hazer at low mowing now. If low mow predation has mellowed out, it might be thoughtful to maybe think about bumping that guy up to granite. If there's aquatic veg and if they're going to be dumping fish through this 72-inch valve. Holy cannon! That's not a valve. That's like a
That's a tunnel.
That's a highway culvert there.
Yeah, well, Little Goose used to be that way.
Oh, I know. That's why we rebuilt the system.
But, it's our oldest facility, and it doesn't have a backup water supply, and so it's really critical to keep that screen clean.
Oh, well, yeah. I just noticed this, and I said, "Oh, we're having some issues. We'll bring up F-bomb and see if there's what we could possibly do to try to minimize impacts." But Jesus, not really seeing an easy way around this one.
No, it's not. You could build us a new facility.
Yeah, Lynn Reese told us it's only going to be $45 million. Yeah. I don't know where he got that number, considering how much is
the slotted.
I think that's a little short.
A little? If he needs to double it, he might be in the ballpark.
Yeah.
The estimates we had, the oldest estimates we had were like 68, 78 type million. Because we build things cheaper now.
That's all right.
He's 6 years. Value engineer?
Mm-hmm. Pretty valuable. So, from what I'm hearing is doesn't sound like we can really do much. Because you have to keep the screen clean. You're doing that, you have to crack the valve. So anything we could possibly do is talk to guys at Lomo. If they're not seeing a lot of hazing, I will move the hazer up to granite to kind of help us through this time. Other than that, Jesus.
Okay. Mike also tells me that they are also working the spillway. They know when lamprey's there. They definitely do. I don't know how they see them, but they know they're there.
They're working the spillway?
The spillway, not the powerhouse.
Interesting.
Spillway.
Well, they're also, this report says they're working the outfall.
Yeah.
But Mike also tells me they're working the spillway.
I've seen that too.
Do you guys have hazers there?
Oh, yeah, we have hazers there.
Just one?
Are they done for the year?
One for the... I think Mike's got two of them up that way.
And they're still around?
Well, then why aren't they keeping birds away from the
lamprey? They may have already left.
That's what I'm wondering.
I think they've already left for the year.
I bet they have.
Yeah, that would make sense upriver.
Yeah.
That they've, you know, everything's kind of delayed this year. Mm-hmm. They said it was at the beginning for a typical year.
I think they've already left.
That wouldn't be surprised if they're done. Star guys will be done
if in 3 weeks. Yeah, probably about now, mid-month.
Things are still going on. Calm back.
I know when the bids have gone, they're working on the bids for next year, and I've seen some extensions.
Who does your hazing?
Some of the product.
USDA?
Yeah, USDA, same people that you guys use.
Yeah.
You can always call them and ask them about the people around. They're pretty good about it. It's tough. I mean, some of those dams in the snake are tough.
It's not easy to get from one to the other. It's not just a quick drive up the interstate.
Oh, Columbus drives a great
drive.
Columbus drives a great drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. As long as it might
pay
him to drive.
As long as you're taking your time and enjoying the scenery,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Used to
do that by the
boat.
Take a boat.
Oh, Lance. You got the same boat.
There you go.
I have one more item here.
Okay.
Ice Harbor.
Something I want to.
Oh, Ice Harbor. Last week, last Monday, Tuesday, whatever it was, I sent out a coordination to repair Ice Harbor's North Shore.
Yep.
Weird. And I got some responses back, but the ones that stopped the project entirely is something I didn't look into really good, and that was high water, high dissolved gases in the tail rays. So
you're dropping.
We're dropping right now.
You're below standards.
Let's hope we are.
You are. I just checked.
Okay, good. Now, the problem about that now is trying to schedule out a crane and operator. There's no operator there. The operator's gone to Afghanistan. But we have to schedule an operator out that way, and hopefully, it will be. Hopefully, we can get the crane and operator out there on the 26th. Don't write it down. That's a soft number. Well, hopefully, we can get it done by then.
Well,
flows should be better by then.
Yeah.
And dropping.
Maybe you'll find
this
month.
Crane operator.
Dave,
is there anything else you talked about yesterday? Gary, what's your chief? Dave? Something you've already brought him up. Dave, just always talking about Joyce Sandwich.
That would be chief, and then some spill forms.
So that's our first shot at it, folks. We'll see.
All right. So what's Chief Joseph at?
I'll just throw this out. I got a call from folks up at Seattle District, and this isn't exactly, I mean, it is the same division.
Yes.
So the division may want to listen here, but they are trying to coordinate a spill test at Chief Joe. I'm trying to figure out exactly why, but they're looking at some concrete issues, and I can't tell if it's something associated with the deflectors that we put in recently or if it was something else going on, but they're wanting to run about 50K through the spill through just two bays, 25 per bay, which will jump gas up.
All spill for two bays?
Yeah.
Those are big bays. But I was going to say,
I'm wondering if anybody's heard about it.
I have not.
Doug, have you heard about this?
No, but I can look into it.
Because they're coordinating it through us, but you know, that's just from the ESA standpoint.
Okay.
What I told them, I sent them an email yesterday that they have to make sure that this is somehow related to deflectors.
We had one gate lifted all the way up.
Otherwise, we're into a situation. We're talking about gas going up from 125 to 130%. So. I mean, I've seen some stuff in Fish Pass, so there's been some issues up there already, so especially with wells, Rocky,
that was exciting.
So I've advised them to wait until Cooley quits spilling, which I don't know when you guys think that's going to be, but does anybody know when
it's going to be a while. I mean, we're still pushing a lot of water. I don't have the STP in front of me, but it's another month or so.
Really? That long?
Well, I mean...
For Cooley,
sorry, I don't have the STP in front of me, but we have high inflows. I mean, there's no two ways about it. So
yeah, I know. I just was surprised you're still going to be spilling at Cooley. I thought you'd finally get the power supply.
I should.
Well, I advise them to wait until Cooley quits spilling.
Oh, so Cooley got units out?
All they're doing, they're using the...
Sometime in the next couple of weeks, they're going to do it.
I said, well, drunkets, yeah.
Better later than better. Sooner.
Yeah. They're still getting like 122, 120 down to Chief Joe.
Yeah, that's another. So they're trying to, this was an environmental coordinator for the district. They're trying to coordinate this with all the folks. They were talking to the Colvilles as well.
Yeah.
But just wondered if anybody here had heard about it and
just wondering
how long we might expect Cooley to be spilling.
They like it better.
And sometimes, you know, it seems like Seattle. When they have issues like this, isn't this sort of a division-wide forum?
Yeah, I think the challenge of Grand Coulee Chief has always been, you know, we don't, as far as the FPP goes and FCRPS, we predominantly focus on Columbia and Snake and Chief and Coulee are kind of...
Coulee's Bureau, and I can, you know, this is a really more of a core forum,
right.
But so I can see that, but it seems like when there's Coulee issue or when there's Chief Joe issues, as we had with... the dewatering plans, which are in the Fish Passage Plan.
Correct.
So we do have some Chief Joseph things in there.
Right.
It'd be good if these
it's
things...
It's just not that, tight. You're right. I mean, there's
if there's something like this, it's a fish, potentially fish issue, I would expect them to actually bring it to O&M. I didn't tell them that, but it's something
well, I've heard
for you guys to think about.
Do more.
So as this develops, so you guys probably need to be involved in it, too. I'm surprised you don't know, actually. So
okay. Well,
no matter how much.
I know.
Maybe it was secret.
Secret spill. Secret information.
District
secret. Usually you hear that through TMT or division.
He's in
wipe out
all
that.
He's
cool.
It's okay. Well, he won't care.
They're going to gas all the networks.
We're not done yet. Don't go anywhere.
I'm leaving. Don't leave me right now. Don't leave me right now.
No, never have.
Oh, was your name again?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Is that Ed? Ed Blaine? Call you
Blaine. Bioengineer Ed.
That's right. Bioengineer.
It could be worse than calling Steve Rainey.
Oh,
oh,
God.
Well, Jim?
Thanks for coming down, Ed. Ciao. So we have just a couple of change forms, and I'll let Doug take the lead on this, because they're...
From Doug.
The theme is essentially the same.
They're all identical.
Before kicking them off, they're all identical.
Emergency debris spill?
The whole intent of all of these is basically to minimize confusion between the FPP... and the FOP.
So the FOP needs to be incorporated into the FPP, so it's no longer...
Can we just get rid of the FOP?
I just want to clarify, that's part of the cultural disconnect. I think there's Party A, which believes that FPP will be here forever, therefore what we need to do is basically get everything in the narrative portion and then decouple the whole FPP from Appendix E. But as such, Appendix C is the FOP. The FOP is part of the Fish Passage Plan. So as such, the position you're seeing here is essentially Appendix C will always be part of the Fish Passage Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, to minimize confusion that we tend to get into, and Tom, I would assume you'd appreciate this, because did have inconsistencies in the FOP and in the narrative. And so the intent of all these change forms right now, and we can walk through and I can cite you the specific... what those nuances are, but the idea is to keep it clean. When we have spill specific issues, come in Appendix C as a FOP. So, and you'll see right out of the pipe, you know, when we pull up 10.1, you'll see there is some disconnect there between the spill identified in the narrative portion in the section on Bonneville. And so the intent here is to basically let's focus whenever we have these spill ops, focus them, put them in Appendix C. So we can walk through those if you'd like, but I just want to let you know the theme is the same. So
the special spill will remain like you were talking about earlier. This meeting was 5.1. Will that have to be moved too, or
no? That's different, John.
So that's
entirely different.
Having that overview, let's just dive right in, and you should be able to see the manifestation of this right off the bat. So if you basically go to the first one, which is Bonneville.
Let me go look what you bring up.
12 bond 002 spill off.
This part of the agenda.
The idea here is you can see the proposed change 2.2.2.
There's an offense there. Just say yes.
What I propose to do is to delete that entire section. If you look at that section, it's basically referencing spill operations that we are not doing. it creates confusion. Let's get out of the habit of doing this, and let's put FOP spill ops in Appendix C and keep them there. Why? Because look at section 2.2. There are date specific spill ops there. There are date specific spill ops that are there that are not correct with what we're doing this year.
Yeah, this is for this year, do it. I mean, no questions. Next year, well, once we get out from under the judge on this,
right.
If we do, then there's going to be some discussions. But between now and then, no.
I just want to be clear with you that's the intent of all of this is these small scale issues where we're arguing about, well, it says, you know, the trigger in the FOP is 33 and 32.
What, do you want to go back to work?
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? I'm saying, I know. Done. Move on.
Next.
Next. Get the hook.
You just didn't get a blank check.
Okay, so that was a blank check. Does anybody else, I'm glad I got the blank from Gary. Does anybody else?
I've read it. And if anybody else reads it, they're going to come to the same conclusion.
Okay.
You're fine until we kill the FOP. Then.
Then we'll have a spill operating plan.
Well, I mean, long and short is you're operating the FOP anyway, so even though you have language in the FPP, you're going to do the FOP, so yeah.
FOP's priorities.
When the FOP dies,
the division office came up with this idea.
Then the VIOP will take over.
Don't they have anything better to do?
Discrepancies.
Apparently not.
Come back.
They'll
be important.
I don't want that. What's his name? Dan doesn't have that problem.
Those sort of 31st, whatever, those sort of issues will revert back to the
problem. Any problems with these?
No, I mean, we're running the FOP anyway, so.
Yeah, we run the FOP.
So once we get past the law.
No, basically all they did is they just cut out the stuff, so.
Then the FOP.
Say, see the FOP.
So, Doug, just save yourself. Just say, you can cut all this stuff out, just say, see FOP for 2011, and if something changes in 2012, will we don't necessarily have a court-ordered FOP type stuff,
right.
Then we will...
No, here's why I would argue with you, though, that if that is the case... So here's the deal. So let's say a judge comes out tomorrow and says, go forth and do good things, we're done. The intent...
I'll hold my breath.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm just saying, the intent, the core, at least the core's position on the FPP would still be, the FOP is Appendix E. And so in my opinion, the FOP would always be viewed as the junk drawer for what are those things that... that we're always tweaking and fussing with.
Let's not go there now, because the FOP I just tolerated, and I'll continue to tolerate it until we get out from under the judge.
Okay.
What's that?
Spill operating plan.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not going there.
I see.
We'll go there later.
Let's put it this way. I think you're going to get,
it's a waste of time.
Once we no longer have
the
court-ordered
telling
FOP stuff going
have
on.
To have a FOP.
There will probably be discussions about how we best operate at the FPP. Do we continue having a FOP? Do we have an appendix? We'll probably have a discussion later. Right now, because the way this legal situation is, it is. Do what you're going to do.
Okay.
It makes no sense to have it in two places, and we're going to operate the FOP anyways.
Right.
It'll be different. Yeah. And then I know Kruger's favorite terms that he's been frustrated with is rollover. So then how do you integrate the term rollover when you're taking...
There will be no rollover.
...quote, unquote, rollover, but then you have a target in the FPP that says something else, and it's like, okay, let's just stop.
Right,
stop
for now.
Just
get
it out of the narrative.
To clean yourself for this year, just scratch it and be done. But I would be prepared that we'll be talking later.
Yep.
It'll probably be a spill operating plan or whatever.
Yeah, I think so, and that'll be Appendix C, and the rest of it that's in there won't be in there anymore because it'll be part of the... Fish on the buy-up, and it'll be part of the fish passage.
Fish passage.
Okay. We won't have to redo it every year.
Okay.
Let's try to booby trap it.
All right.
Try booby trap it.
All right.
I saw that. I don't know where it's going.
With that, I think we're done.
I need more.
Appreciate everybody hanging in there. Bill, thanks for staying on the phone.
What happened to 11.3?
What is it?
That was so important. I could steal everything came here.
What is it?
He doesn't even know what it is.
The only reason?
Updated acronyms.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I'm not even talking about potential changes right now.
What are you looking at?
The acronym.
No. Yeah.
We will
update acronyms. Really?
Really?
You really want to talk about TSWs or RSWs?
Excellent.
I thought there was...
There's so many acronyms in the back. I can't even identify them all.
Research.
Oh, I got quizzed on it.
So what's Chief Joe's at?
Prouder's.
Chief Joe.
CHJ.
CH, is it? CHJ?
CHJ, probably.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, thanks,
we're
Bill.
Done, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, thanks, Bill.
CHJ.
Never done. We're just finished.
I don't know. Look at the fantastic plan.
I got appendix. It's not in there.
Whatever.
It's not in there. I had to go somewhere else.
There's a middle and front there.
Yeah, it's CHJ.
Seattle District, CH, whatever it is.
In the Fish Passage?
In the Fish Passage.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, it will.
It's CHJ.
What is it?
I got things I gotta go do. I'll see you guys later. You have my proxy. You're acting chair. Thank you.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, we don't have an oar.
I have no.
Yeah,
it's open. Yeah. I have no time for this.
Oh, we're done, Tammy.